Good morning, everyone. My name is Michael Jans. I'm the Partnership Engagement Manager with the Alberta Mentoring Partnership. And with me here is Andrew Harris, who's our website, comms, and all-around technology Swiss Army knife for the Alberta Mentoring Partnership. So I invite you today to join us for a webinar and a conversation about how we can bring better corporate relationships, better community business relationships, better relationships with churches, faith organizations, other entities in your community and your mentoring program. So we're going to be walking through a new resource that we've developed. It's a prompt called the Youth Workplace Mentoring Opportunity Mapping Tool. So Andrew is going to post a link to it in the chat box, so you'll be able to download it and follow along. You'll be able to download your own copy, print it out, and bring it to your next staff meeting. You'll also be able to see it as a handout on this webinar. So on your go-to webinar panel on the right side, you'll see there's a handout, there's a PDF there, and I encourage you to download that and take a peek. So I'm going to be walking through this tool today, but I want this to be more of an interactive discussion, and I realize that's a little difficult on a webinar. So if you can type in your questions into the chat box, that would be most helpful. So a little bit about us. The Alberta Mentoring Partnership is a province-wide community mentoring program, school, government, business, and many other folks who partnership who have come together to help expand and enhance mentoring in Alberta. We have over 170 different youth mentoring programs in schools and community agencies. We work together to make sure that youth, wherever they are in Alberta, can have access to a caring adult in their life to help achieve better outcomes. So we've got a lot of really important resources on our webpage that I want you to go and check out. Visit albertamentors.ca. And if you aren't already subscribed to our newsletter, please go ahead and do that as well too. So today we're going to be talking a little bit about youth workplace mentoring. Now, the way we describe youth workplace mentoring is we used to refer to this as corporate mentoring. It's not employee mentoring. It's not taking a junior person in accounting and training them to be the senior manager in accounting, though that is an important form of mentoring. What we're talking about here is youth workplace mentoring. So traditionally, many of us have thought about mentoring programs as taking place in the community. We think about, say, the Big Brothers Big Sisters model, where there's one big and one little and they meet and they shoot hoops at the basketball court, or the school-based program where maybe a group of grade 12s mentor a group of grade 10s or mentor a group of elementary or junior high students. We also think about group mentoring programs like Boys and Girls Clubs or 4-H or others, where you have an adult working with a group of young people on a small group project or something like this. Now, what we've been seeing in the US and in other jurisdictions where there's been a shortage of mentors, and they've been trying to think about innovative ways to close the mentoring gap between the number of youth who need a mentor and the mentor volunteers available, is this idea of youth workplace mentoring. So it's a common model where there's a partnership between a mentoring organization and a business, and in many cases, the youth actually have the opportunity to go as a group over to the business. So this offers mentoring organizations the opportunity to recruit employees as volunteer mentors. It gives businesses a means to engage employees and build a brand's identity while giving back to the community. So we've seen this happen with some government departments here in Edmonton. I know it's happened with some faith organizations and industrial groups in Stettler. There's been all kinds of different programs that have happened across Alberta that are really, really innovative. And often when we talk to mentoring folks, they say, yes, that's wonderful. We'd love a business to work with. We'd love to get our kids into a workplace, the learning that they would get by going to see a different kind of employment world. And it'd be like a regular opportunity to see themselves in that business that they themselves one day could persist through school and work there. We know that it's a very powerful experience, and that's really important. But often what we hear is where to begin. What does this look like? What are the benefits? How do we pitch a community business on why this is important, that they need to give up their lunch hours on a Thursday to help kids in the community? So I would draw your attention to our podcast. We have an episode called Corporate Mentoring in Action. It's episode number 18. And we met with a fellow named Lauren Jacula, who was the HR manager of a company here in Edmonton, who talked about the benefits that youth workplace mentoring had brought to his company. And he was quite an evangelist. He had said that they had spent thousands of dollars on professional development programs, on team building programs, on communication programs, but the best professional development they had had for their business was doing this partnership with, in this case, Big Brothers Big Sisters, bringing about 20 youngsters into their work every Thursday. They did activities from 12 to 1. He said the corporate morale was way higher. The employees loved it. Their communication skills improved. Their problem-solving skills improved. All of those soft skills that can make or break careers that employers are talking about, those were all improved because of this partnership. So really, as much as it's beneficial for the kids, we can't forget that this is also a huge benefit and a huge team-building opportunity to the business, and not in terms of brand awareness, but in terms of skill development, in terms of the intangible benefits that they get from working together and from learning to communicate with kids. And let us not forget, it is fun. It is fun. So how do you find your own Lauren Jacula? How do you find somebody in your community who can be a champion to talk about how important this is and to get their business involved? We know from experience that when we've had a corporate mentoring partnership be successful, it's because they've had a very, very strong champion within the business. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. So this booklet is designed for you to help map and think about who your champions could be, because I guarantee you they're already in your orbit. They're already close by to you. It's just a matter of tapping them and mobilizing them into the workplace mentoring champions that you need them to be. So this booklet that we have is designed to be completed in as little as 1 hour on your own or as a group activity with your team at your next staff meeting, board meeting, staff group meeting, team meeting, however you get together with your group. We want you to go through and take 10 minutes, fill in the form, write down the names. It's very powerful to actually write them out on paper and see for yourself how well connected you actually are. Take 10 minutes to discuss it with a group and say, oh, well, you know, I had this person, their partner actually could be an asset for us because they work with this company, or I had this person, their parent is actually an HR manager at this company, or, you know, you can think about all of these relationships that are right under your nose and how to mobilize them effectively. We want you to then take a few minutes to review who are the best leads, who are your targets, designate a contact person for each of them and how to connect with them. And then follow up, make the outreach, talk to them about why your program is important, talk to them about the benefits of corporate mentoring in action, and share with them the good news that could benefit. So this booklet is very much, it's designed to be, you can print it off in your printer at your, just at your desk here. It's all sized to 8.5 by 11, and you can get it going. You can fill it out, pass it around, and do a bit of an inventory about who your best friends are. So let's jump to corporate mentoring programs a little bit. We of course want to give kudos here to Mentor in the United States, who have been very much the front lines on this work, that they've been doing some really important work with the corporate sector in the United States that we benefited from tremendously, and that a lot of our benefits from this work have come from Mentor's leadership. So very much want to thank them there. So we know we have a page here talking about how employees and companies can engage in the mentoring movement, how they can help us. It's not just about cutting a check and making a donation. That is important. It absolutely is. We need to keep the lights on. We need to keep the matches supported. But also it's about getting employees and customers engaged in mentoring, because we know that there are more kids who need a mentoring relationship in their life. And we know that our business sector and our corporate sector has a key role to play in this, not just as a funder, but as a true partner. And that means getting involved in the mentoring, bringing the kids to the workplace, getting involved in bringing your employees to the mentoring program, and think about how you can build capacity. There's other ways that a corporation may want to donate time to a mentoring program to assist with, say, their operations or their marketing or some other challenge that the program is facing. We've seen corporate partners engage in that different way too. So whether it's investing, building capacity, advocating, or mentoring kids, it's very important to build these partnerships. And more we're seeing a recognition from business that they too have a very important role to play in our community, in our young people. There is no such thing as other people's children. So some of the benefits as you're talking to the corporation about why they want to get involved in a youth workplace mentoring program, you want to remind them that employee and business involvement in mentoring can result in increased brand appeal as a good corporate citizen, increased customer perception and affinity with your brand, improved employee relations through common purpose and team building, improved employee productivity, job satisfaction and retention, improved employee morale and feelings of well-being, improved employee skill development in the areas of communications, time management, leadership, and people skills. So I there's many more other benefits listed here as well. I'm not going to read them all out, but I would remind you, facts tell, but stories sell. I think if you listen to Lauren's story in episode 18 about the benefits that it's brought to his business, that could really help you convince your mentoring champion why they need to get involved in this work and why it can really help them. So the first thing, yep, you're sold. You believe me, you believe us, you want to move ahead on this, and you say, okay, in our community, we want to approach Tommy's Tires and talk to them about starting a corporate mentoring program. And so the first thing you want to do is think about, do you have a champion who's connected to or who's within Tommy's Tires? So what you want to think about is finding a relationship between your partner organization and their employee network or their human resources, and to think about how you can finesse this going forward. So we have a lot of resources to help you with that, including posters, brochures, PowerPoints, all sorts of different things that you can work in your logo and you can work in your content. Visit albertamentors.ca/corporate-mentoring. So if, for example, you think of somebody that could work, that actually has a relationship, that is a former staff member at Tommy's Tires, and they could be your program champion, they could make some introductions, they could help get the connection going between your program and the employees. If you can connect to a current employee, if you connect to somebody involved who's in the senior management who thinks this is an important initiative, this is something that you want to proceed here. So we've listed some information about what is the time commitment, what are the responsibilities, what does the mentoring program champion have to do, how they bring forward the program so it can work effectively. That includes everything from the liaison roles, but also as promoting the mentoring opportunities and getting everyone excited about what this could mean for your business. So you might be thinking, oh, well, businesses have to worry about their bottom line, every hour counts. Well, businesses know that it's not just hours you're clocking in, it's hours that are productive and where you're bringing your best work to the table. And we know that from talking to Lauren and other champions that doing a model where it's say 12 to 1, it's over lunch hour, the kids come in and that can actually be a win-win model that the employees are usually by Thursday, they're pretty tired anyway, but this rejuvenates them, this gets them really excited and can get them involved here. And we talked with the Alberta Chambers of Commerce about this, who the Alberta Chambers of Commerce are the umbrella organization for all of the chambers in our communities. And we talked about how important it is and the mentoring gap where we just last year in January, we reported we needed about 3,300 more volunteers across Alberta to match the number of kids we had on wait lists. And they said, yeah, we want to be a part of the solution. We want our members to know about the benefits of workplace mentoring programs. So they actually sent a letter from us, an invitation from the Alberta Mentoring Partnership, including our toolkit, out to all of the corporate mentoring programs to all of the chamber members around Alberta to let them know about the importance of corporate mentoring programs. So I would encourage you, you see there's a letter attached in this booklet too from the Alberta Chambers of Commerce, and they have been partners in this process who want to see you connect with them and to meet their members and to get involved too. So I think businesses, if you've got the program running, if you have the idea and you pitch them, actually, they will be more receptive than you know. I actually want to discourage I want to overcome that discouraging mindset that is worried that they're going to be so busy that they won't have time to help you. In fact, it's the opposite, that this is actually a really important opportunity and partnership for them. So then we actually get into the charts here, and this is where the really important exercise. So you want to sit down and you want to think, you're going to go through a few of these pages. One is on board members, one is on staff members, one is on thinking about who have been your campaign chairs, influencers, ambassadors for your program, thinking about your donors, thinking about where you do business, thinking about your long-term volunteers and alumni. So you're going to go through each of these pages and take a few minutes. And I know this sounds tedious and you have a staff chart somewhere else, maybe in an Excel sheet, and you may just want to print that off and think about it. But I encourage you to actually put pencil to paper and to write this down. So you want to start listing your board members. You want to write down their name. Where do they work? Where, if they're retired, note that as well too. Where's their former employer? If they have a spouse or a partner, where do they work? Where does their spouse or partner work? Think about connections they might have. Are they in a service organization? Are they in a church? Are they involved in another group? Do they go to a particular gym? Where do they spend a golf club, something else? You want to think about where they spend their time and they spend their money. And just start charting it and chart it down for all of your board members. So if you have a board of 6 to 10 people, you suddenly start seeing that you potentially have 12 new connections who could be potential champions for a workplace mentoring partnership. So your board members are your ambassadors. They have a duty to be your loudest champion. They have a duty to get out there and to talk about the needs of your program, how many mentors you need, how short you might be in terms of mentor volunteers, and how a workplace mentoring partnership could be just the innovative solution that that company needs to light up the lives of their employees and the workplace experience for them. Then the same thing, you want to go through your staff. Staff members are some of the most trusted spokespeople in support of your work. They know what needs to be done. They can speak firsthand, very intimately, about the impact that you make. So I think same thing, you want to start mapping this out, thinking about who the staff members are. If they've had a secondary or a side employer, or if they had a former employer, you want to think about who their partners work and where they spend their money. I know they're... I can think of a couple partnerships offhand where the reason it flourished is because the husband in this case was able to go to human resources and say, my wife works at this mentoring program. They're looking for another 20 volunteers. Do you think we could set something up? And I can put up some posters in the lunchroom, and boom, the company was really excited about that and they moved ahead. So I know this sounds tedious, but again, I insist, print it off, put the pen to the paper, write down the names and think about it. So potentially there you've identified another 10 to 12 leads who could be champions. Then think about your campaign chairs, your influencers, or your ambassadors. So who have been your most public advocates for you in the past? Have you had a fundraiser and you had a fundraising chair? Have you had a spokesperson in the media? Or have you had somebody who was involved in your January's Mentoring Month campaign? Are there other champions in your community who attend your events, your fundraisers, even politicians, thinking about them, former mayors, former city councilors, former county reeves, anybody who's been involved in promoting your work and the important things you do? This is something you want to note them and think about it as well too, because they've been to your stuff, they know your impact, and they can go and spread the good news about your program. Finally, then you want to look at donors. This is the hardest part. You've already got their money. After this, it's for them, okay, you've already got cash the check. So from here, you want to just think about, you've got a smaller ask for them. They just have to go and talk about how important your work is. So you want to think about anybody who bought a ticket to your fundraiser, who came to your event, who's been a big donor in the past, anybody who, if you've had a capital project or they've committed in another way, this is where your work is already done. You've already asked for them for money. Now you just need to ask them for a different kind of support. And you know what? Here's a little secret of fund development. Often if you ask people for their advice, often if you ask people for their support, in terms of that, then often it's even easier to get further financial support in future, because they feel a sense of agency and ownership in helping make your program be successful. So do not think about this, that this is something that would jeopardize your fund development. If anything, it's something that could dramatically enhance your fund development because of the new relationships that you're building and you're supporting in the community. So again, go through, fill out the chart, think about where you spend your money, think about where you spend your time. Then finally, where do you, your agency, where do you spend your money? So are there businesses that you use? Where do you get your internet? What venues do you use? Do you book hotels? Where do you rent? Do you have to buy dish soap for photocopiers or computers? Sometimes these businesses where you've had relationships, they actually can be wonderful champions because they want to get out there and talk about how they're a proud supporter or a proud sponsor of your program. And sometimes in turn, building that connection, they believe in you. They want to support you. They see the impact that you make. You're not just another client to them. They want to support your program to help it be successful. So do take the time to go through and think about that. Where do you spend your money? So print off your last balance sheet if you have to, and look through and big or small, it can be a chance to go and approach somebody. And even if it's just the catering company and say, hey, you know, we order from you quite often. We're interested. Would you be interested in a workplace partnership for maybe 3 of your employees? There might be something there. You can scale this. You can start small. It can be open-ended, and you can think about how you can work together. Finally, long-term volunteers and alumni, they have been your passionate advocates over time after time. You want to think about them. Write their names down. They're former employers. They might have other partners who are engaged in this work. You may know them, you may not, but the same thing, you want to sit down and map this out. So this whole exercise, again, I want to come back to, it's about doing an inventory. It's about asset mapping. It's about sitting here and actually now at the end of these 8 pages, you have 8 different charts in front of you with 10 different connections, maybe 20 different connections on each of them. So you have in front of you over 100 different connections. You have a much bigger network than you realize. You have a lot more support than you realize. And these people want to see your program be successful. They want to help you. So it's thinking about how you can best magnify that impact together. And more we're seeing that the idea of a workplace partnership, it can be a really innovative way of a new flexible, right time, right place ability to serve kids. And at the end of the day, this allows us to take some of those kids off the wait list and help support in other ways. So this is the resource. I encourage you from here to jump over, once you've gone through these charts and you've thought about this, if you're looking for more support about what do corporate mentoring programs look like, how do we get them started, why are they important, I want you to go to albertamentors.ca/corporate-mentoring. And I also want you to take a look at some of our previous video webinars or podcast episodes where we've walked through some of our corporate mentoring tools and how you can help, because I believe as the mentoring movement in Alberta, if we're going to close that gap, if we're going to get that extra 3,200 volunteers that we need to take the kids off the wait list, that one of the best bets we can do is this workplace mentoring. It's a lot easier to get corporations to the table, businesses to the table who say, yeah, we can take 20 kids on a Thursday, and boom, that can be a much more cost-effective, much more smoother to operate, easier to supervise, collaborative process. It's also like our school-based programs. I think these are some of the best bets that we as the mentoring movement need to think about in terms of working together. So Lauren goes through a bunch of the details, as also does our corporate mentoring toolkit, in terms of how you might be thinking about, well, how do we bus kids to the program, or what is the business supposed to contribute, or how do we feed them, or how do we pay for this? And I assure you, one of the benefits of having the program together is there's economies of scale. And often the business is just as excited about this too, and they want it to be successful. It's really good for them. So again, my advice to you is identify the champions, talk to them. Do not soft sell how important this will be for their business and the benefits that will come forward for them in their involvement in mentoring. This is a huge opportunity for them, and we've seen all kinds of different benefits be articulated by the employees in the businesses who have been a part of this. We actually have a previous podcast episode where we had 3 mentoring programs, one from Crossroads Community Church, one from Starbucks, and one from Canadian Western Bank, all of which in Red Deer were involved in youth workplace mentoring partnerships in Red Deer. And they talked about how successful those were and how proud they were of the work that they had been doing in the community. So that's 3 very diverse groups, from a small coffee shop to a faith organization to a bank. And if they can work together to succeed, to help kids, wherever you are in Alberta, small community, large community, you can absolutely make this happen. So at this point, I'm going to open the queue up to questions, and I would love to hear more from you. So there's a question about other successful examples. Yep, so I would encourage you to take a look at our website where we want to profile more businesses. If you already have a corporate workplace mentoring program that you're working with, that they're doing good work, let us know, because we would like to do a video about them. We would like to record a podcast. We want to spread the good news about how these programs are exciting and how they're working, how they deal with some of those operational challenges. We want to make this as plug and play as possible for those of you who are listening. We want to make sure that we can help iron out the details, whether it be insurance, whether it be transportation, whether it be the proper orange slices and snacks that are required. So I think from here, I'm going to leave it with you. We're going to send the handout out, including the audio recording for those of you who have used this tool. We'll be profiling it in our upcoming newsletters, and we'll be making sure that as we look to the fall, that we can help make sure that youth workplace mentoring is a great new opportunity for Alberta as we work to close that mentoring gap. So if we're going to find mentors for those 3,200 kids on the wait list, I truly believe that youth workplace mentoring programs are one of our best bets to do that. So thank you very much for listening. Have a great week. And as always, get in touch with us at albertamentors.ca.